Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
For all practical purposes, you can stick a fork in it. We're talking about wheat harvest 2017 in Texas, Oklahoma, moving right along in Kansas as well. The latest wheat harvest numbers released by Plains Grains last night. Mark Hodges, their executive director, saying that Texas is now 96% complete. Oklahoma, 98% done with wheat harvest. Kansas, 58% done. Colorado, Nebraska, just cranking up. 5% now done in southeastern Colorado. Nebraska, 4% done at this point. For Texas and Oklahoma, the fields that are left primarily in the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. Had the opportunity to talk at length on a variety of subjects Thursday afternoon with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, member of the House Agriculture Committee, of course, former chairman of the committee. One of the things we talked about outside of the committee's immediate jurisdiction, but also important to U.S. agriculture, the rule to pull back or rescind the Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule that was put out there by the Obama administration. Congressman Lucas says the rule to get rid of WOTUS is a big deal.
We have fought using the appropriations process this misguided Obama rule that would have literally given EPA control over all the water in the United States from the time it came down from the heavens until it made it to the Atlantic or the Pacific. We've been dependent on court case wins, but the real issue is the rule itself, and now that the EPA has announced, that Director Pruitt, that they'll begin the process of taking the rule back, basically canceling it. This is a great victory.
The rule to rescind is no slam dunk, as there are environmental groups out there that would love to keep WOTUS in place.
I think we'll first have to fight off the entities who want to continue the government down the trail of having complete control of our resources. But with Director Pruitt there, I believe we'll prevail. Then we'll have to come back and see what sort of an alternative rule they offer. I'm sure it will reflect the intent of the law, which would be to continue the process of maintaining a control over waters that are non-navigable at the state and local level. The issues that address water that are in navigable size streams, of course, will probably still be federal, but that's still a step in the right direction. And whether you're in agriculture or manufacturing or the energy business or you've got a business on Main Street, that rule where the previous administration was trying to go to literally give the federal government control over everything in our water in our parking lots, in our backyards, in our farms, in our fields, on our locations, that was one of the most devastating attempts at expanding power I've seen in my time in the nation's capital.
Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Our full conversation with the congressman is up on our website. Check it out at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. The folks at Superior Livestock proudly present the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.